This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the 1912 Exiles podcast, the Newport County podcast made by the fans for the fans. I'm Jamie and I'm joined today by the good Dr. Ed Bridges. Morning, Ed.
Morning, da. We okay?
Yeah, very well, very well. Now, we were initially going to save this chat for after the Notts County game on Tuesday, but after yesterday's resounding victory up at Walsall, I demanded we do an emergency podcast, so I dragged Ed out of bed on a Sunday morning and got him on Zoom to chat through. Now, before we get into that, though, as always, we do want to thank the listeners who have contributed a few pennies through our Ko-fi account. So first up, just a regular nod to our regular contributors. That's Mark Williams, Daniel Herini, Hamid Baladabadi, Martin Kings in the Rose Ed Exiles WhatsApp group, and Boomstrong over on Twitter. And a thanks as well, a shout out to our recent contributors. So thanks to Diesel on Twitter as well. Yeah, we really appreciate all of your support. If you want to chip in with a few quid and a comment, there's a link in the show notes. If you can't, no problem at all. Just help us promote what we do over on social media. That's at 1912 Exiles, wherever you are. Right. As we're emergency podding on this Sunday morning, as I mentioned, because of Newport's 3-0 victory up at Walsall, let's first hand over to our away day rabble, led by the one and only Amber Arney.
So we've arrived, we're at the Bescot, Poundland, whatever else you want to call it, stadium. Decent trip up, a little bit of traffic around the M5, but basically if you've never been to Walsall before, set your sat-nav for the middle of England, and then when it tells you that you have arrived at your destination, head a little bit further towards the centre of England and you'll arrive. Not an awful lot here in terms of facilities for away fans. Pay a fiver to get into to their club, which is probably worth it. Managed to watch Man City against Everton. So good number here. You can probably hear from around me lots of buzz going on. We reckon we've got about 800 coming, which is a pretty awesome effort to get to Walsall. We're on a good run. They're not. Really hopeful. There was lots of expectation on the bus coming up today. So I've gone 2-1 or 3-1 to the county. We've gone for their usual lineup. No surprises there. Expecting goals from both sides. And, really looking forward to it. So a couple of technicalities. So floodlight watch. We're looking at kind of 5 sets perched on the slightly lower stands around the outside of the stadium down the touch lines, nothing at the far end where the big Poundland stand is, but look, we'll be okay. One word, weather is sparkly, so very relieved it's dry. Loads of water about when we were on the way up here today, so but pitch looks good. Bit sandy in the goal mouth, bit sandy in the corner areas. good to go. Everybody very confident for a county performance, county win. So here we go, and we'll see you at the far post. What a start from County. It has been all us. We haven't seen anything at our end from Walsall yet. I have no idea who scores, but it is 1-0 to the County. Come on! And that's 2-0. Nick's gone long. We've got down the right, and there's no doubt about who's got that. That is Will Evans, and we are 2-0. Come on! So a bit of controversy there, looked like it was in the box. County players not complaining too much, but a foul on Seb Palmer Holden gives us a golden chance just right on the edge of the box, just at the corner of the D. Let's have a look if we can make it 3. And it's 3. And the County, oh, we're in dreamland here. Nothing coming from Walsall. Just easy ball, knocked in from the left-hand side. And I think it might have been Will again. Here we go. Oh, happy days, dreamland. Okay, so ignore all my kind of assessments of who scored the goals. I think it was probably Charlesley that got the third. Unlucky to hit the bar late on as well. It would be fair to say that in the concourses at half-time, there is an unusual level of confidence from the County fans. We're not quite used to being 3-up at half-time, but it feels well-deserved. And if anything, it feels like could have been more for us. Nothing coming from Walsall, really. Really surprised at their crowd. It's pretty sparse, nothing coming from them. It's just a bit of a County dreamland at the moment. So hope it keep it quiet for the next 10. Can't see us changing anything for a minute. Subs are out warming up, but yeah, we're going to keep it tight. Make sure, put this one in the locker and then move on. But we've been awesome so far. So yeah, thoroughly enjoyable afternoon in Walsall so far. So we're about 20 minutes into the second half. Probably Walsall's best period of the game, but our levels of intensity have been fantastic so far. So we haven't really given them a clean strike. Really closing them down and a load of corners is the best they've managed to get. So, yeah, all looking really good at the moment. Here we go! The keeper's gone for handball. Long ball over the top, Tanzala through. Evans comes out. He might be wearing black and amber, but he's that's the end of his afternoon. Probably a bit harsh. I'm not sure he was the last man, but that's the end of a miserable afternoon for the Walsall keeper. And good afternoon, farewell. And to top it all, they got no subs left. So one of their players from up front is going to have to go in goals. So this is proper comedy Parks football going on here now. And you just love this. This proper League 2 North. So it turns out that they can actually make another substitution. Walsall honestly haven't got a clue what's going on here. So, yeah, they're back to a keeper coming on. And we'll just see how we go. Priestley Farquharson not looking very happy, getting a bit of a ribbing from the away fans, it would be fair to say. Hi guys, Arnie here. So we're on the coach, managed to catch up with a couple of the regular reprobates. So we got Ollie and Stu that are going to give us some reflections. I mean, from me first, felt like kind of celebrations after the game were the kind of most exuberant that I've seen since the kind of Mansfield playoff game away up there. You know, fantastic to see all the players celebrating with the fans. Yeah, I think, I guess probably the sense on the coach is just kind of slightly delirious, slightly unexpected, but just absolutely living the dream. So, gonna Ollie, thoughts, please.
Yeah, I don't think we did anything spectacular today. We played well. We played quite cohesive with the unit. I feel a lot of our strengths came from putting Walsall under pressure, especially Farquharson, who, you know, we know from experience isn't a fan of playing under pressure. Passed it about well, got to the strikers. Pretty much a complete performance.
Yeah, absolutely agree there. Just seemed like we managed to take those chances first half and the game was pretty much put to bed. Stu, thoughts from you?
Yeah, I think it was just a really professional performance. I mean, we controlled the game from start to finish. The crowd was great, the atmosphere was brilliant. Loads of younger guys there today making lots of noise. Fantastic enthusiasm. And then at the end, it was beautiful at the end, wasn't it, with all the crowd. The players interacting with the crowd. Just lovely, heartwarming. I mean, brilliant. It's going to be a great end of the season. Could be special.
All right, yeah, I mean, that just about sums it up. It was awesome, the celebrations at the end there. I mean, it said quite a lot that Priestley Farquhar hasn't got the man of the match. Not quite sure how that happened, other than I suppose he took quite a lot of stick in good heart from the county fans, which was brilliant. So, I think dry February for me has pretty well gone out the window, so we're going to go and celebrate properly now. See you all at the far post, guys, and keep a county.
Thanks to Arnie, who has broken his away day duck when reporting for the 1912 Exiles podcast. He's probably as pleased with that as he is with the game itself. We also popped a shout out for listener contributions yesterday, and first-time caller Tim sent us this.
Hello, podcast. This is Tim and Ben. Just been at the game at Walsall. Fantastic. 3 goals, 3 points. Tidy. Nah, it was a great game. Cracking first half. Some sexy goals. Oh, we were the other side, but that second goal looked pretty sublime.
And it
feels like we're hitting some form just at the right time of the season. Notts County on Tuesday, and they're kind of stuttering a bit. So who knows? Who knows where we could go? I'm hoping we can squeeze into the playoffs. And just looked at the BBC Sport app and see Wales versus England rugby. Wales are up. So it looks like it could be a great weekend for Welsh sport.
Thanks, Tim. I hope Newport can provide some more sexy goals for you, as you so eloquently put it. Less said about the rugby, the better, mostly because this podcast doesn't deal with egg chasing just as much. If you do want to drop us a voice note at any time, sharing your thoughts after a game or your hopes, your dreams, your fears, or you just want to tell us how much you love the Bovril offering at Rodney Parade, you can do so by going to speakpipe.com/1912exiles. We'll be right back after this.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Well, so then we are. We've heard what Arnie and the gang made of it. We've heard Tim's view. I copped out of yesterday's game, so I have various family commitments to deal with. So, Jamie, tell me what I missed. It sounded like one of those where just everything went our way. I think in the first half, we had 4 shots on target and 3 of them went in. Very hard for Walsall to come back into it from there. It sounded like there was a tacit non-aggression agreement from the break onwards. A Walsall pact, if you will. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, it was definitely one of those days where we started well. And yeah, like you say, just I think we were as shell-shocked following and watching that game as the Walsall fans and the Walsall defence were. It just, everything seemed to click. I think the main thing for me that really sort of struck out was the sheer energy, the running, the pressing, desire, hunger, whatever you want to call it, it was there. There was, I said after the Swindon game, there's no real cup hangover to sort of speak of that we were all worried about, and there really isn't here. And you just get this feeling that, I don't know, they just want this. They're up for this. They know that there is a playoff spot to chase. We've still got a long way to go, but you could tell from that first half that it was just such a measured, wiser performance, much wiser than we've looked in the past. We looked very comfortable. We looked like we dealt with everything. We dealt with everything that's coming our way. And then going forward, we grabbed the ball quickly. We got into those wide positions and we fed the strikers. Seb did not stop running all day that he was on that pitch, as did Will Evans. Those two up front, you know, we've spoken about their partnership before, but it's looking pretty formidable right now, and they look undroppable, I would say, at the moment.
So, I mean, yeah, you talk about Tom Holden and Evans, so clearly a day like that is one for the strikers, but who else stood out for you?
Scott Bennett. I thought Scott Bedd, you know, we've said he's been playing really well this season. He's having one of his best seasons for us. He was superb again. I remember, I think it was Nathan Blake on comms yesterday. He was noting that he was always in the right place at the right time. He didn't sort of say it, quite as explicitly, but you know, it was kind of a nod to, you know, Benno knows he doesn't have the pace to sort of do all that chasing and harrying. So he's just reading the game so well. And it was, you know, in effect again today, you know, he was that real linchpin in midfield. It was a bit of a shame as well, because I think, Wildig went off early with a bit of a knock. So I was a bit concerned about the midfield sort of being a bit shaky. Charsley, when he came on, he took maybe about 10, 15 minutes to get into the game. And then when he did, he got the third goal. So it was, great to see. But all of that midfield energy and sort of running and haranguing of that Walsall team was led by Bennett for sure.
Yeah, and up front, I mean, Will Evans, it feels like he's always the man that's getting talked about by opposition fans whenever we chat with opposition pods and stuff. But, you know, he has stepped up this season. It was, again, another cracking goal yesterday. And from what I read and gather, he kind of led the line in just a really imperious way.
Well, firstly, his goal, absolutely incredible. Sort of one of those, reminds me of a goal, I think it was Luis Suarez, when he was having that mad season at Liverpool, where he sort of like, just be able to sort of jink between players, and you think like the ball's got away from him, but he's just sort of got that touch just right. So he just managed to, you know, from, I think it was out wide on the right, jink past a defender, and then the finish just, I mean, slotted, curled, hammered into the top corner, all of them. I don't know what it was, but it was an astounding goal. Probably his best of the season. And yeah, he's really sort of stepped up. I talked about us looking wiser now than we have done, but yeah, he's got that for a guy who's, you know, only been with the club for two seasons. He looks like he's leading that in a sort of, and almost like captaining the side up top. You know, Delaney's doing a fantastic job at the back. We've got a lot of senior figures now, or figures that, you know, they look like they just look like the better players on the pitch. They look head and shoulders above everyone else. Reminds me of, I don't know if you remember when like the likes of like Labadie, and Mickey during those cup runs, you know, Labadie when he was sort of running and chasing after Premier League players. And then the rest of that season, I think that's the 2019 season when we made the playoffs. Again, they just had this air of, right, Will, we're better than you. We're better than the opposition. We'll find a way to win. And this is what I'm feeling with this side this season. It's absolutely remarkable that we're saying this when in October, you know, we're barely scraping a team together and just sort of clinging on and hoping we could get through that bad patch. But honestly, the change has been unbelievable this last few months.
I mean, it was something we talked about in the summer, that we lost a lot of leaders from last season, Cameron and so on. And as you say, not only have we brought in players like Ryan Delaney, who perhaps we'll talk about a bit more in a moment, who brought in that leadership, but some of the players we already had on the books, like Will Evans, have stepped up as well. I mean, you look along that back line now, you've got Delaney, Clark, McLaughlin, Lewis, any of those could have a captain's armband for the way they carry themselves and talk to their teammates and lead, you know, provide leadership across the back. He's then got Bennett, Morris in midfield, you know, always talking, always kind of leading from the front. Evans up top, he's not short of confidence. It's weirdly, we're going to end this season probably with more and better leadership than we had at the end of last season, which is mad when you look at the players who went out the door last summer. And I think, as I say, that nowhere is that more apparent than the back line. Funnily enough, I found myself looking back through a message on Twitter from last summer, where I asked the Morecambe fan what we could expect from Ryan Delaney. And he said, you know, he'll be a really solid signing for you, probably better in a back four than a back three, which I think is prescient given how well he's doing now. Not super quick, but very committed, decent in the air, likes to bring it out from the back. That's exactly how he's turned out. And him and Clark as a centre-back partnership, like I say, yesterday was the day for the strikers, but it's getting cheap. And we haven't had loads of those this season. But it just feels like the defence is clicking at exactly the right time.
I mean, those two in particular dealt with absolutely everything yesterday, apart from, I mean, it's Newport, so there's always one moment of like calamitous madness where somebody mistimes a kick or mistimes a clearance, and it was like two or three sort of comedy of errors, and it almost led to like a goal, but Walsall ended up missing that chance. But other than that, honestly, it was, yeah, like you said, they're not blessed with pace, are they, either of them, Delaney and Clark? But what they do, in the same way as Bennett, they just read the game so well. They put themselves in the right positions, and you know, a couple of times both of them threw themselves in front of shots, you know, blocking shots where, again, Walsall could have got a goal back and made things a bit more difficult, particularly in that first half. And as you mentioned, second half, we just sort of rode that game out comfortably, very professional second half. Walsall really didn't offer that much second half. I think they kind of given up, to be honest. We just looked great all across the park. And it's probably testament to the way Coughlin's probably spoke to his squad at the start of the season and said, well, maybe he didn't say, but maybe he spoke in such a way that he said, look, we don't have those leaders at the back anymore. We need you to step up. And the team togetherness is, yeah, it's on show for everyone to see. None more so than the celebrations at the end with the away fans, the 700 away fans. You know, there's cheer. You know, it's been a lot of talk, you know, in the first division discourse about celebration police and stuff. But the connection with the fans and the connection, you know, between themselves in that team, in that squad, is just quite heartwarming, and it does make you really, it makes you believe. You know, it makes you believe something can happen this season.
Yeah, I've got to ask, you know, we have three cracking goals yesterday. So there was the goal from Bryn Morris. He only scores bangers and deflections. That was a great opener. We then had Will Skills, the second one. And then the cherry on the cake was the one from the player who we're now calling Mr. HWJ Charsley Esquire. For anyone who didn't see it, I went on Google to check the score yesterday. And it listed the scorers as B. Morris, W. Evans, and H.W.J. Charsley. We then had a bit of a discussion about whether he sounded more like a footballer from the 1890s, a cricketer who should be opening the batting for Gloucestershire, a high street jeweller's, other suggestions that came in. Samuel suggested that he sounded like an RAF pilot from World War II. Stu said it sounded like a posh butcher's. J.G. said a butcher from the 70s. Josh said he sounds like a poet. But anyway, the official house style of the 92.12 Exiles pod is that now we are only referring to him as Mr. HWJ Charsley Esquire. So yeah, you got the third. So which was your favourite out of the three?
I love them all. I think I've got to go for Will Evans's goal. I think, yeah, I've already waxed pretty lyrical about it already. But it was one of those goals. I think Coughlin said in his post-match interview that would be like replayed on the all the news channels, sports news channels, if that was a top tier goal. He's just got this air of confidence about him. I don't think his purple patch is quite over yet. I think there's more to come from Will, and I'm just gonna be really intrigued to see where he moves in the summer. Inevitably moves on, let's be honest. It's gonna be really interesting to see who decides to snap him up. I think there'll be plenty of suitors, particularly if they've seen that goal yesterday.
Yeah, very much so. And yeah, you're bringing us back down to earth by thinking about what the future might hold for Will Evans. Let me bring you back down to earth, because I think it might be Reese who pointed out in our group chat yesterday that our next nine fixtures are all against top half sides, and we don't play someone currently in the bottom half until Colchester away on Good Friday. So the next 6 weeks are going to be pivotal. We're all getting excited. We're top of the form table. It's wonderful. But this is kind of make or break. Now, if we get through to the end of March and we're still in the running, then it's really going to be on. But we've got a lot of tough fixtures coming up, not least Notts County on Tuesday night. We go into that top of the fourth division form table. Notts County, a little bit like Wrexham, are on a poor run. So there's no better time to be playing them. But then again, teams tend to end runs, whether good or bad, when they come to Rugby Parade. So my question to you, Jamie, is the perennial. If I offered you a point now against Notts County, would you take that, or do you want to keep this winning run going of the four on the bounce? Can we make it five?
No, I'm not taking a draw, particularly at home. You know, our home form is pretty good. Our form in general, as you mentioned, is pretty good. I don't remember the last time we won four on the bounce in the league. It's a nice feeling, isn't it? No, I think, like you say, they're on a bit of a slide right now. We always tend to sort of up our game. It's been mentioned several times on this podcast and elsewhere. We up our game against the better side. So perhaps playing nine sides out of the top 12 across the next month. It's a long old stretch of games, isn't it? I think last week we were talking about a stretch of five or six games against big teams. But yeah, it's going to be a tough old month or so. But with the players back from injury, you know, Sanzala getting more game time, Jeffcott getting game time as well, Bogle can't be far away. Yeah, it feels like things are kind of clicking into place, and I'm hoping there'll be good support on Tuesday night as well. Tuesday night games, you know, obviously a bit tough, but under the lights, getting the people in who are at the Swindon game or the other games, the Wrexham Man United games as well. Yeah, I think the fans will be right behind them, and you know, I'm not settling for a draw. No way.
Good. I mean, I think there will be a decent crowd. I think we've left the extra away seating up because Notts County are likely to bring us their few, although perhaps not as many as they might have done a couple of weeks ago when they were on a good run of form. And yeah, as you say, the nice position to be in now. We've got a lot of Saturday, Tuesday weeks coming up. But whereas when we had that in October, you know, if you or I had turned up with a pair of boots, we might have got on the bench. Is now at the point where we've got players coming back from injury, you know, Jameson, Bogle, and we've got some real quality we can bring on, or we can shuffle our pack and rest players if needs be. So we're going into that thick run of games from a position of strength, which is, yeah, just exactly what you would want to do. I'm just going to touch on a couple of other listener comments that we had in after yesterday. So a Walsall fan, Snow Snow, on Twitter said, to be fair, you beat Spurs where one or two strange decisions from the lino, but in no way would it have affected the game because you deserved the victory, which was nice to hear. A gracious opposition fan after you won. And then, yeah, Hoyligan, our old friend, said, magnificent today, great away support. Keep plugging away with the wins. A big few weeks ahead. And if we can maintain this momentum, then, yeah, be great. Very happy journey home. And, yeah, it sounded as though the supporters' bus was bouncing on the way back from everything that I've heard. So, yeah, a really good weekend. And, yeah, always nice to jump on an emergency pod when things are going well.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I think that's enough from us for today because, we've got a lot of games coming up. A lot of pieces are coming out in your feeds as well. Just time for us to do player of the pod. Ed, I know you didn't watch the game, but I'm going to have to ask you anyway. Do you have a player of the pod?
Well, I think just I'm going to give it to Mr. HWJ Charlesley Esquire, just partly because I just like want to say his name as much as possible, but also I think you said in the last pod, he's been on a slightly, not poor run at all by any means, but he hasn't looked quite as good since he'd come back from injury. And I'm really hoping that goal yesterday and a good performance in a team that you know, put Walsall to the sword will really kickstart his season a little bit. Because I thought last year he made a huge difference when he came in January. And I'm a big fan of what he does. It's not quite clicked for him, but I think that may well be the catalyst. I really hope it will. So yeah, I'm giving it to you, Mr. HWJ Charlesley Esquire, butchers, jewelers, and Second World War poet.
Yeah, no, when he came on, like I say, it took 5 or 10 minutes to get into the game, but he really kind of made a difference as well. And to be given credit as well, he came on at halftime in the Swindon game for Bennett, I think it was. And I think that sort of helped get us back in that game and get us that victory last weekend as well. So fair play to him. Yeah, I think my player of the pod, obviously very easy to give it to Will Evans, but I'm going to give it to Seb Palmer-Holden, partly because, you know, he ran his socks off. He clearly had about 12 Weetabix that morning. Yeah, didn't stop running all day. And there was talk about whether Morris's goal should be for, you know, because it came off him and deflected in, but I think it was given to Morris in the end. But also, I spoke about the celebrations at the end of the game with the fans. You know, there's a lot of, like, you know, going up to cheer getting the fans involved. But there was one video that was shared on social media, and it was, I think it was James Carp pushing Seb forward to sort of take in the plaudits from the, you know, his adoring fans. But
yeah.
Can you imagine, as a 19-year-old, you're on loan somewhere, yeah, and you've got this connection with a fan base. You know, they love him. We love him on the pod, yeah, as well. Yeah, it just shows just what his job he's doing. And he's keeping some, you know, much more senior players out of that side, albeit, you know, some are injured. But, like, he's done a phenomenal job. He's, like I say, he's made himself nearly undroppable. So, yeah, Seb's my player of the pod.
Good to have.
Yep. Any shout-outs or beefs?
Not really, except to say a big shout out to Arnie and Ollie and Stu and Tim and everyone else who sent in voice notes and comments. We can't get to every single game as a pod team, and it's really lovely to just be able to throw out there, can someone send us something from the game and help us to kind of bring it to life? And so, yeah, very grateful to all the people who've done that. Yeah, hugely appreciated.
Hear, hear. Yeah, I don't really have any beefs at all. I'm still on a high from yesterday, so I guess a shout out to the whole team really for sort of making me in this weird happy mood on a Sunday morning and wanting to come and do an early morning pod record. So yeah, just shout out to the whole team. To be honest with you,
you're partying like it's 2019, and yeah, we're on that playoff charge.
Honestly, I'm trying not to get too carried away. I just need to look at that fixture list to remind myself we got some tough games coming up. Right, that wraps us up. Ed, tell us about future pods coming up.
So our next pod is probably going to be out next Sunday or Monday, and that will be a combined reflection of the Notts County and the Gillingham games. And then we've also got coming up a guest interview with friend of the pod, Martin Calladine, on his new book about football and crypto. It's called No Questions Asked, and I've just finished reading it. It's really good. I would heartily recommend it. And without wanting to say too much, we've got a few other interviews being lined up. I won't give the game away, but let me just say, you will not want to miss them. So, yeah, make sure you are subscribed wherever you get your podcasts from so that you don't miss a thing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, exciting times ahead. Right, our thanks, as always, to Tinty and the Bucket Hats for our theme tune. Thanks to Arnie, to Ollie, to Stu, to Tim for your contributions. Thanks to Ed for joining me this morning. Until then, look after yourselves, look after each other, and above all, always, keep it county.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.